Hi there, you're listening to the LLB podcast, the podcast for law students and young lawyers. My name is Johnny Nguyen and I'll be your host today. Welcome to episode 3 of the podcast. Today I'll be talking about some of the things that you can try your hand at to upskill yourself and build skills while you're in lockdown or working from home generally. I wanted to talk to you today about what you could and should be doing during this coronavirus season in preparation for clerkships and graduate applications. Shout out to my friend Linda Lee for suggesting today's topic. I think the first and most important thing to remember right now is that your priority should be taking care of your health and the health of those around you, both mental and physical. Remember that what you're going through right now is nothing short of a global health crisis. Whether you have vulnerable family members, mental health issues, or anything else, those things should be your priority in this time. Ultimately, there is no expectation from firms or employers otherwise that you do something during this period. We're all just trying to get through and we're all doing our part to keep everyone safe. Resist the temptation to compare yourself to others who might be doing interesting projects otherwise. We don't know what their full circumstances are. We don't know what their situation is like. And it'll always be disheartening to try to compare yourself to people's highlights when they don't show you their struggles. If you do have time and if you do want to look into some things to do, I've got a couple of recommendations that I'll talk about today. They fall into three broad areas. The first broad area relates to developing your practical legal skills. The first thing I recommend doing is taking up a virtual internship on Inside Sherpa. They've got both offerings in commercial law and other business functions. Some interesting ones aside from law include ANZ's cybersecurity program and its data program, both areas that are very interesting and up and coming in light of the fact that our world is so data driven. The commercial law programs go through a variety of skills, including both basic practical skills and legal knowledge. Some practical skills you might learn include revising confidentiality agreements or undergoing a basic due diligence check. Some practical legal knowledge you might obtain relates to the recent safe harbor provisions or foreign direct investment regulation in other countries. These things are all very useful for you to gain a broad overview of what commercial law firms do and how they operate. The second thing you can do is to simply develop your commercial awareness. That's something that I spoke about in a bit more detail in the last video. But to get started, you might want to start reading the financial press a bit more and thinking about the commercial impacts of events in a wider context. The third thing you can do is to enroll in one of the Corporate Law Academy's free training programs. They've got one on legal technology and one on private equity. I'm undertaking both right now and they seem very interesting and very useful for commercial law. The second broad group of activities you can undertake relates to your academics. The first thing you can do, and the least exciting, is to use more time studying. You can get your marks up and raise your grades. The second thing you can do is to try and get a piece of legal work published. And you can go about this in two ways, not mutually exclusive actually. The first thing you might want to do is to check in with any lecturers you have that work in this area. If they've already got published works, they'll have a good idea of how to go about the process and what sort of expectations publishers have. The second thing you can do is to enter a legal essay competition. Some prominent ones that I can think of are the Governor General's Prize, which is about constitutional law, and the Bakst Prize, which is about business law and is offered through the Law Council of Australia. The third broad group of activities that you can do relate to upskilling generally and laterally, not in an area specific to law. The first thing you can do is to enroll in a free TAFE course. TAFE New South Wales have a bunch of short courses right now. Some interesting ones relate to business administration skills, customer service, creative digital imaging skills, and e-marketing.
Any of these skills would be useful to you and will also add to your qualifications and make you a more desirable hire for any organisation after this. The second thing you can do is to increase your social media presence, particularly on LinkedIn. It's something I'm doing right now. You might want to update your experiences to reflect what you've actually done. You could share knowledge and share your experiences so others can learn, or add any kind of value any other way. The third thing you can do, and just spitballing here, is to start an online business. If you've got a hobby or a passion of some sorts, you can probably monetize it. Whether you like collecting shoes, trading cards, or anything really, there's a market out there and there's a lot of things you can learn about commercial operations and business skills from simply running your own sort of business. Now, these are just some ideas for you to get started. You're only really limited by your imagination. And remember, there's no actual obligation for you to do anything. It's a hard time for everyone right now. Ultimately, what these things can really demonstrate is your adaptability and growth potential in this season. What we're experiencing right now is an extreme disruption, but ultimately it is a disruption. And we are working in a world that is constantly being disrupted and will continue being disrupted in the future. Use this time to potentially demonstrate your ability to pivot around disruptions and changes and demonstrate your adaptability. You'll show that you're an asset to any organization moving into the future and looking to future-proof itself from disruption. Please let me know what your thoughts are in the comments and share any ideas that you've had or you are working on during this season. Otherwise, please keep safe and take care of everybody around you. If you're struggling in any way, please feel free to reach out to me and we can have a chat. I'm always happy to help or refer you on to someone that can help you better than I can. Please stay safe and see you next time.